Welcome, everybody, to a very invasive episode 14.
Welcome back. Ready to be invaded.
As always, this is Spencer on your left.
And I guess I'm on your right, depending on, if you're facing the way we're facing, I'm on your right. No. Yeah.
And this is Blanket Talk, episode 14.
Woo!
So this is a podcast for me and Wyatt get together once a week, every week. And we just talk about whatever comes to our mind. We have a couple segments along the way that we get to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are trains, some of them are not trains. It's all over the place. But really, we just talk about what's on our mind and just share a friendship.
Yeah, with you guys.
And each other, Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I forget.
That's all right.
Should we close the door?
No.
I'm going to close the door.
No, please don't. It's very loud.
I know.
Okay, someone gonna come in?
I mean, maybe. Mocha.
Yeah. So you started a new job. Tell me, just like quickly give me a quick summary about it, because I've done the job already. You have my job that I had last year.
You really didn't tell me how much it sucks.
No, you don't understand. Why? It's great.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I'll take your job. Give it to
me. No, it's okay. It's actually not so bad. And you know, they like me. It's good. I might be moving outdoors next week.
Oh, for what?
Lifty instead of cafeteria busser.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll take your job.
I mean, like, I'll let them know. I have to hear back from the Lifty guys still. They got my resume and stuff. They're deliberating.
Yeah, be sure to let them know, because once I get back from my trip to Alberta,
yeah,
holy cow, I'm going to go up to the mountain and just, like, start just shoving resumes in people's faces.
Nice. Yeah, that's good. I've been up there 6 days in a row now. Up every morning at 5:30 a.m. Woo. But it's okay. It feels like I'm getting up at 8 now.
Do you bike?
I bike to the bus stop, which is like 10 minutes away. And I catch the bus.
All right.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's all right. Once we get up there, we're going to have our quick draw competition with the squirt gun.
Oh, my God.
Because if there's two things I learned while I was up there busing, it was one, how to quick draw a squirt gun. Number two, how to spin a lunch tray on my finger.
Oh, really?
For a very long time, yeah.
I haven't really delved into either of those, but I feel like I'm going to have a great time learning those.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I don't know. I like it. I really
like
it.
Do you like people?
People are awesome. I've met so many cool people from all over the world.
It's cool. Really cool.
Today, on the bus ride home, I met this guy from Australia. Don't like this, mate. I can't do it.
Nope.
But he talked like that, and he was like crazy. He's been in Canada for 4 months. He loves it. Him and his buddy live out of their Delica car.
That's a classic.
Yeah. And like now they're at the Riding Fool Hostel, my hometown of Cumberland. It's awesome. He's a cool dude.
Cool.
He talked about what he did. I talked about what I did. It's really cool people.
Cool story, man. Making friends. You're a friendly guy.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other night, oh my God, the bus got snowed in. The entire staff of the lodge got stuck at the lodge till like 9 p.m.
Wow.
So we all just at the bar. It was good.
Cool.
Met a lot of people.
Nice. Yeah. That is not fun. Wish I could have been there. Maybe I'll be there later.
I was going to ask you. Well, maybe I shouldn't ask you now. I'll ask you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might be a little bit down today, Wyatt. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a mixed of emotions.
Why?
I'm all over the place.
Why? Why are you mixed emotions?
I don't think you're going to be happy about it.
Are you going to frown?
Wyatt, do you want to hear what happened?
Okay.
Something happened with Mocha. Yeah. I made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
It's really not good. They say that you can judge a man not by his actions, but by his inactions. And, I'm riding that pretty hard right now.
I'm kind of like, I'm not sure if this is serious or not.
Yeah, it's like me and Liam were hanging out today.
Uh-huh.
And then we came home from doing some chores downtown. And then we came inside and Mocha had grabbed two bags from our pantry.
Uh-huh.
One of which was completely devoured and it was dried prunes. The second one was the bag of chocolate chips.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I saw that, and there was, like, it was the big bag of chocolate chips, and it was a smaller... I saw it, and not all of it was gone.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I just grabbed both things, put them back in the pantry, and then kind of, like, realized that it was, you know... I was very conscious that chocolate isn't good for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And... I just kind of watched over her. Like, I didn't know how much she ate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, 3 hours passed. My mom came home, and at that point, she started to shake, and
Oh no.
Become really, really agitated and really not good. So we called the vets and we had to induce vomiting. Put a handful of salt in their mouth.
Yikes.
Just grab a handful of salt, tilt their head up, throw it in there. Hmm. And it worked.
It did?
Yeah, to induce vomiting. Like within like 10 seconds she was out gagging, and then within a minute she was spewing just like a fire hose.
That's good.
So that was really good. She was getting some stuff out of her stomach, but really she was like 3 hours into digesting all these chocolate chips.
Hmm.
So my mom brought her to the vet, and she's there now. She's on like, you know, on like an IV, and her mm-hmm. heart rate's like 190. It's not good.
Oh man,
I'm really bummed out about it.
That's scary.
Yeah, and I'd be really bummed out. Like, I'd be really sad if she died, and it's a possibility, you know? Like, there's different stages of how they get when they start eating chocolate and get chocolate poisoning as a dog, and one of the last steps is seizures, and she just hasn't gotten to that step yet. The seizure step is when it's the most dangerous, and she hasn't gotten to that, but she's very clearly has this chocolate poisoning and is not doing well.
That's scary.
Yeah, I feel so bad, because like she's just a part of the family. And,
no, for sure.
And like my mom just loves her to death, and she's so good to us.
Oh,
I'd be so bummed out if it was because she got a chocolate.
Devastated, yeah.
And like it's probably again like I probably just didn't close the pantry door all the way, and she just got nosy and lonely, went in there, grabbed some chocolate.
That's hard stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep her fingers crossed.
Yeah, so she's gonna be there overnight, and then someone's gonna stay with her overnight. So it's gonna be tough to see what happens in the morning. Obviously, yeah. We keep our fingers crossed, and whatever happens, happens.
Man, I'm sad now too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I'm sorry to bring that in there. It's just
no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Glad you let me in.
Yeah. Well,
really hope she's okay.
Yeah, because she's so lovely.
Yeah, she's a joy to be around.
But I did say it was a mix of emotions, and that's really what today was. And I got to speak with the program director at Humber College, which is the program that I'm looking at going to. Her name's Gemma, and we scheduled the call for today. And then she just like, I said, okay, do you want me to call you or you to call me? Like, here's my number if you need it. And this was like 2 weeks ago when we scheduled it, because she's very busy, and she didn't email back. And then I received a call literally like 30 seconds after I noticed that I had an email, and that email said, okay, I'm going to call you now. She gives me a call, and we just talked about the program for a bit. Ooh. And this is the digital communications program. And the good news is it's in their, they're in, this is right now is their first year of having the program going.
Wow.
So next year is going to be probably similar of the amount of people that get in,
mm-hmm.
and they have more positions available than applicants.
Nice.
So my mom's happy. She's like, yes, they cool. can't say no to you, Spencer.
No.
I meet the G. I mean
you've got if they look at your resume, you got all the stuff with videos and stuff. Yeah, I'm sure they.
Not a ton though. And they don't really look at that. They just, you just have to meet the minimum requirements, which is like a 65 in English and like a 65 overall GPA. And I'm definitely above that, but it's just a matter of if there's more people and they have 95. To kick some people out, it's like, oh, it's a chance that I wouldn't be let in, but it's looking really good, and I'm definitely optimistic about the whole program.
That's really cool.
I was not impressed with the camera that they chose for the program. I'm definitely going to get a better one than that, right?
They're going to have you recommending their equipment by the end of the year.
Yeah, I asked her and she just said, I just set up a deal with a place here. It's like a Nikon 3300. And I'm like, what the 3300?
You're going to look at the 3300D with the extra zoom lens and the high def quality picture color hexagon.
But it's basically just so that you have something that can do the assignments, you mm-hmm. know? Like the camera that I have right now, the Nikon D5000, it won't be able to do the assignments, in my opinion. It only shoots 24 frames per second at 720p. That's not good. That's some 2008 good. All right.
This is a video camera, right?
Yeah. This is my DSLR. Okay. So I'm probably going to get a new one for a couple of the projects that I have coming up. I'm really looking forward to it. One of them's probably going to be at the mountain. Might get me a season's pass. I don't know. Depends how good it is. I'm going to see. And depends if you go to a lifty position, I take your position, and I just go, just guys, pretend I'm wide. I already know what I'm doing. All right, watch how fast I can quick drop. and then, like, duel off the best.
I could probably apply right now. They'd probably give you a job.
Really?
Probably.
Okay, because I'm not going to right now.
Okay. I don't know why anyone would ever want to get a job. That's 2 years in a row.
Absolutely.
It's so boring.
I don't care. Oh, Wyatt.
I mean, it's money.
Imagine this, okay?
Yeah.
I get the job with the mountain.
Yeah.
Me and you are working together.
Yeah.
Okay? Imagine that. That's already fun, right? I made my job fun. If you think it's boring, that's not the job's fault.
It's someone else. It's Leah's fault. It's Leah's fault.
Way to bring it in together, because if Leah gets back...
Of course it's Leah's fault.
If Leah comes back...
How did I not come up with that one?
It's Leah's fault. Damn it, she's a Victoria. How dare she? Yeah, because I took Leah's job at the Broken Spoke as a barista when she left. You gotta really got that checked out. Really get that checked out. You got a bad tick.
You took her job.
Thank you.
Now you're taking my job, or I'm taking your job.
Yeah, but she might like come back, and we might need, like, at the beginning of summer, you know, when she's back and I'm still here, two baristas. We could be working together. Me and you could, like, just be working together. How cool would that be?
It'd be the coolest.
It would be so cool.
It would be cooler than cool.
It would be it would so be cold. Cool. So cool.
Cold.
I would be so frigid, man.
I'm hesitant to say.
So friggin' frigid.
It would be cool, cool, cool.
Wow.
Right?
Whoa. I like to imagine so. I like to imagine that it would be cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are my ups and downs, like, just today.
Oh, my God. Man. That was a roller coaster
like, really?
In my heart right now.
I know. It's tough to think about. Like, I'm just coming back to thinking about the goddamn dog, our chocolate...
chocolate lab.
Our chocolate lab named Mocha.
Mocha is the sweetest so much dog chocolate. In the entire world, yeah, just for those who don't know her.
So, like, really, everybody, if something happens with your dog, just a handful of salt, tilt their head up. Put it in their mouth until they swallow it all, and then just let them loose, and they'll start chundian.
They'll thank you later. Well,
they really will.
They don't speak whatever language you speak. Probably English if you're listening to this, but
yeah.
They'll thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In other ways, not.
In other ways, not.
Not sexually. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do you kind of feel like a stagnation in life right now, Wyatt?
A stagnation in life.
Yeah.
Honestly, last year, yes. This year, no.
Yeah?
This year, I'm feeling like I'm in this program. This summer, I'm going to be maybe kayak guiding. This winter, I'm up in the mountain. Maybe I can start doing seasonal work. Work the summer as a kayak guide. Maybe do ski lessons, snowboard lessons in winters. I'm feeling good about it. Make cool. some money, go travel. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel really good.
That is good.
It feels good, you know?
Uh-huh.
It feels good to be doing something that feels like forward, but also passionate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely where you should be. And I'm just coasting right now. Like I said, just like stagnant. Hmm. Like I'm really passionate about starting a few video projects. But like besides that, it's just like.
I mean, it doesn't have to people be besides
are starting
that, though.
People are like seriously gonna start moving away, and we're gonna have to start hanging out with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Not necessarily you. Because the, like, wait. Let's see if I can word this. Okay. All right. Like, Brady's moving. Spencer's moving. Boom, boom, boom. There's not going to be that many people left. It's going to be like me, you, Noah.
Yeah.
Faith.
Fath.
Yeah.
Are you going to a party?
I absolutely am. I'm going to see you there tomorrow.
Nice.
I look forward to it.
Me too.
Hopefully I'll have something to celebrate.
Yeah. Dude, so sad. I don't know, man. I think, like, not even just a video project. Those are cool, man. That's your passion. And this program at Humber. It's not stagnation. It's progress.
I want to go there and goddamn run the place.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Could.
I got to think of some way that first week of classes,
okay.
I do something big.
Yeah.
Right? I do something.
Get your name in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, have, like, a big party in.
And film it.
Not everything has to be filmed, Wyatt.
Oh my god, can you imagine a party at that college? Everyone's like filming each other at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be funny?
It's a lot of design stuff, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
It's not just a film school.
Darn. That'd be funny though, if everyone's filming each other, the party cam.
Everyone's just vlogging. Oh, that'd be so boring.
Yeah.
That'd be boring, and it's definitely not gonna be that.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But either way, dialogue for this week.
I feel like...
No, what are you saying?
I'm not saying your transitions are, like, getting worse.
What are you saying?
Mine are definitely still terrible.
Fine, right, here we go. The dialogue for this week.
No, that's...
It's going to have to wait till later. Oh, okay. We're going to have to talk about something else. Here it comes. All right? Are you prepared?
Okay, I'm
ready. Here comes the best ways to improve the podcast for this week.
Nice.
I have written down right here in my noodle.
It's not a noodle, it's his head.
I did not bring a noodle written with information in it. No.
Inside.
And I have one biggie for you today.
Oh.
This is pretty exciting. I came up with this not but 2 hours ago. So you know it's good.
You know it's good. It's like my ideas.
Because I make clutch ideas. When, like, I have nothing, boom, clutch ideas.
I'm excited.
Liam helped me manufacture this one, and it's definitely fun, okay?
Nice. Liam's in the other room.
Do you know what all people are on a primal level?
Human sapiens.
Hunters.
Okay. Or gatherers.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on if you're... Okay, I'm not going to say
that. If you're a gatherer, get out of here, okay? We only accept hunters here.
Yeah.
If you're a gatherer, go somewhere else. Come on.
Go pick some berries, you gatherer. Pick some cow dung.
We're all just hunters. So humans, on an instinctual level, we want to hunt.
Yeah.
So humans are out for the hunt.
Okay.
So what we do is every month, so every 3-4 podcasts or so, we get rid of that podcast name and we stop.
You know what? I'm not a cannibal, man. I don't know if I can do this.
It's all right.
All right. Okay.
We stop posting to that podcast name.
Uh-huh.
And then we start a new podcast with a new name. And then we start uploading our podcasts there.
Uh-huh.
Same subject. We don't say anything. But if people subscribe to us on one month later, it's gone. They then have to go and find us again.
They would have to look through so many podcasts.
Another month goes by. New podcast. They're always on the hunt. They're always hungry, Wyatt. They're like, here we go. Where's Nick? Who is it over here? What's that over there? Is this it? Oh, that's not it. Yes, I found it. Such a relief when you find it, Wyatt.
Right.
You'd probably be like 2 months behind. And then you start listening and you're like, which month is this? Which month is this? Oh, I'm like, I found like the fourth month and I need to find the third month. Oh, God. It would be so exciting. There'd be a subreddit with just... like people just like stringing things together, like, oh, if their IP address goes here and then their RSS feed just like mixes in with this and it's all goes back to here. It'll be crazy. Like a big cork board with rope on it
red
and
string.
Stuff. Yeah. With
like
red string
movies.
In our faces right in the middle.
Huh? I mean, here's the thing. I think that a lot of people would have a lot of fun hunting for our podcast and like, wow, holy smokes. Great idea.
Thank you.
And then I was like, what would I do? And I think, you know what? Maybe it's the gatherer in me, but I would probably spend maybe 30 minutes looking for this podcast, going through podcasts on SoundCloud. And then I'd probably be like, you know what? Fruit it. I'm going to go do something else.
You don't say.
And, you know what? I think there's a sizable amount of the population. It's not laziness. Is it?
You're saying that
maybe
the gatherers are
enough.
Lazy. You're saying that the gatherers are lazy?
No, no, no.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they're good at different things. Everyone's good at something. Some people are good at hunting. Other people are good at picking berries.
And the rest of them?
Well, those ones are good at nothing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What kind of people are those?
My kind of people.
30 minutes tops, that's all you get. You don't even like think about that you're on the podcast and you can just ask me.
I mean, I haven't even listened. I'm gonna be real.
What was that?
I've only listened to the first one.
And that was with me?
Yeah.
Why? I have done the trip that you're now doing 6 days in a row, that you've now done 6 days in a row.
Yeah.
From the base.
Uh-huh.
No. From my house, I then drove to the base of the mountain. The base of the mountain, I got picked up by the bus, went up to the summit, took 45 minutes.
Okay.
Right? You're not doing that. You did that 6 times this week.
Yes.
Right?
I could listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Do you have headphones, Wyatt?
Yeah, I listen to music every morning. Oh, but I listen to music on the podcast, on the bus.
Don't do that.
You don't understand.
No, I do understand.
No, you don't.
No, I do understand.
You don't like
I do understand.
You don't get
I do like music.
No, you don't
yes,
like
it. Yes, I do.
Not as much.
I do. I,
If you could listen to a truth, this is the truth pen. Hold it.
Okay.
If you had the choice to listen to your favorite podcast ever or some music, what would you pick?
Podcast.
That's it then. You don't get it.
All right.
You're not part of the club.
All right. Here comes the truth pen. Over to you.
I don't want to hold it.
Why? Because you have to say the truth when I give it to you?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to put it in your pocket right there. I'm not going to stab you. You're not holding it forever.
I actually thought you were going to do that for a second.
No, I wouldn't stab you, buddy.
I'm good. All right.
If you were to pick between...
Music.
That's not one of the options, Wyatt.
Dang it.
All
right.
You can't be truthful. If you were to pick between your favorite podcast of all time or listening to just the audio of just the Nicolas Cage dialogue in each one of his movies all stringed together, which one would you listen to?
Wait, just him talking?
Just him talking. It's from his movies.
That is an unfair question.
It is not an unfair question.
Because I would obviously pick Nicolas Cage's audio dialogue.
No, you would not.
He has such a soothing voice.
What kind of pen is that? That's a truth pen.
I'm sorry, I forgot about the truth pen. Yeah, I picked the podcast.
Yes.
That doesn't prove anything.
It does prove something.
Your question was just as biased and unfair as mine was.
I'm gonna hack your phone because I can do that for sure.
Can you?
Okay?
I believe you.
For sure I can hack your phone.
Can you really?
I just snip your cord so you can't download any more music, and then I just do a factory reset.
That would totally
and then
can.
I download nothing but all of Nicolas Cage's audio and only his parts from all of his movies all stringed together.
That is so cruel.
And then the only other app on your phone is
I don't have apps, is
the Podcast Republic.
Do you want to see? Do you believe me that I don't have apps?
I don't believe that you don't have any apps. Let's see it.
I mean, I have the apps it came with. I don't have any downloaded apps.
Probably because you forgot your iTunes password and then you just gave up. What are these here? Newsstand extras. What are extras, Wyatt? Compass?
Calculator and Compass.
What's this? Oh, cool. Voice memo.
Yeah.
Why don't we just use voice memo, Wyatt?
To record the podcast?
To record the podcast.
Welcome back.
Everybody, come together. Everybody, clap your hands. Now I want to hear that. Can I listen to that?
Yeah, I think you have to press the red button. That's what I'd press.
Done.
Nice.
New recording cue.
What?
Podcast.
Welcome back. Everybody,
come
together.
Clap your hands. You know, that's really, it picks up really well.
Pretty good quality.
That is really good quality.
Probably better than this garbage.
Oh,
filter.
Please. I mean, your phone was worth more than this, but that's not saying much because it's an Apple product. And you just paid, see that little Apple sign right there?
I actually bought this for $100.
$900, that's how much that Apple logo cost.
Oh, it cost me $100. It's an iPhone 4.
That's pretty good.
It's 2015.
Speaking of the music, though, 2 weeks ago, I asked if you came up with an intro and an outro for us.
Looks like it's time for the dialogue. Strap yourselves in.
Okay. right, the dialogue. Okay.
I don't have it. I've been playing guitar.
Have you been putting some thought into it?
Yes.
Have you been kind of
inspiration
playing some...
hasn't hit me.
Do you want me to be around?
L'inspiration creative.
Nice. Do you want me to be around when we do it?
Yeah, sure.
Because I could probably help you out.
You were pretty good at guitar the other night.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't remember what I did.
You just kind of plucked some of the strings, then you hit the guitar, and then you said, all right, you got bored.
I mean, it can't be that hard, right?
You're waiting for me to finish some homework.
The key to it is just to start off really slow and then build up.
Yeah.
And then for the outro, basically just do the opposite.
That's how songs work, yeah.
No, we have to kind of get the theme of this. It's kind of, I imagine it's starting with quite a low key, like a dom, dom, right? Well, it has to be quick, so it's like dom, dom, bum, 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 bum. And at the end, bum 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 bum, and then ba da ba da ba da, a da ba da ba ba, yip boop, bum bum, ga ga ch ga ga ch, a da ga da ga ch, bum. Time to get into the dialogue. This week's a fun one. We got a special guest as always. Here it comes at you. What do you got to say quickly for the listeners? What?
Open your ears.
Here we go.
Ah, perfect, you're here. Thank you very much for coming in today. I really appreciate it. So as you know, this school is very prestigious, and this program that you're going into is very cutthroat.
Yes, yes, I understand. I just like to thank you so much for having me in here today. I've always loved this school since I was a little boy, and it's my dream to be in this program, so thank you. Thank you, sir.
Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you very much. So just first off for this little interview, we're going to ask a few simple questions.
Awesome, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. First off, I just need your name, hometown, and your high school.
Okay, so my name is Peter Squall, and my hometown is Kentucky, and I went to the Kentucky High for Human People High School.
Oh, very nice. And what was your GPA at this high school?
I was 4.0 with the principal's distinction.
It's going to set you back a little bit. Mm. Anyway, are either of your parents alumni here?
Well, unfortunately, my mother is dead.
Oh, interesting.
Killed by my father, actually.
Oh, don't want that.
My father was an alumni, though.
Father, alumni, killed mother. Question mark? So just give me an overlook in your past relationships. How committed were you to your relationships? Because, as you know, we want 100% commitment for our program.
Oh, my relationships. Okay. Well, I've been very focused on my work. Haven't had much time for relationships. I had a short term relationship with this girl, but it didn't last too long. But I was very committed with that. If there's something that I love, I stick to it.
Doesn't commit to other people, but commits to himself highly. So, have you ever been involved in the breeding of sheep?
The breeding of sheep? Sorry?
Yes, the breeding of sheep. You know, having sheep breed one amongst one another. Maybe for a farming purpose or for a distribution purpose.
I was highly involved in the sheep breeding process. I know all about it, for sure. Yeah, my family had a farm, and it was pretty intensive, I'd say.
Good, that's very good to hear.
Yeah.
What is your stance on human torture?
Sorry, the question again, please?
What is your stance on human torture?
Was that being the victim or the torturer, sir?
Well, seeing as our programmer is really looking for people who are flexible and accommodating, we would have to say both.
Oh, accommodating, right? Yeah, I'd say that I have extensive experience in both fields. You know, I'm just really into both of them. Like I said, I do have experience with them. I can show you the videos if you'd like.
That would be great.
I'd have to dig them up, so don't. And it might take a while, so don't worry about that. Okay. But other than that, yeah, I just love it.
Great. And what is your favorite Nicolas Cage movie, and why?
I would probably say, God, there's just so many, you know? I'd probably have to say National Treasure, you know? He was just so lovable, and that's where I really saw the real Nick Cage coming out there.
Ah, nice. A personal favorite of mine as well. Any favorite quotes from that movie?
Let me see if you get it. Ah, my head! Ah, my head! Ah!
One of my favorite scenes.
Mine too.
Good choice. Yeah. Mine would have to be, I'm stealing the Declaration of Independence.
Very good, sir.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Thanks. I've been practicing that one for many, many
I closed
years.
My eyes and I thought it was real Nick.
Ah, good. Next question. Have you ever been involved with a cult?
Oh, a cult?
Yes. A cult?
I am so glad that you asked about the cult. I am extensively involved in it. I am deep in the cults. All right. I've already shut down two, not on my own, but they just got too big. There's too many people. I was the leader, keep in mind. And then after those, I joined a third cult that I then got extensively involved with. I'm now level 23, Squilch Popper, and I'm just loving it. I'm looking forward to more cults for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
That leadership. Just an exquisite example. We love that kind of stuff here. Best impersonation of a duck.
Right here, sir?
Yes.
Excuse me. Quack. Is this good, sir? Quack.
Yes. Yes, that does just fine.
Good.
Now, very impressive, I might add. Next, if requested to do so, would you be able to fabricate a fully functioning 1781 James Watt steam engine?
With a toolkit in one day, sir, yes.
Perfect. Do you have any Richard Dreyfuss phone numbers?
He's in my speed dial, sir.
Which one?
Number two. Number one's for mother, always.
Priorities proper. We like that. Are you able to pass gas without any sound or smell?
I'm a black belt, sir.
Professional. What's 6 times 89?
538.
Are you able to hogtie a White River tiger bass in the midst of its hot midsummer breeding season?
Only if it lands on a Tuesday, sir.
Wow. Breathtaking. And finally, I'm going to need your birthday.
Oh, it's February 29th, 1992, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, thanks again for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me. Really, it was a real pleasure. I really enjoyed it. I came very prepared for this. I was ready for any question.
Just to let you in a little secret, I think you did very well. But I'll talk to the other guys about it, and your results will be back in about a week.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks again.
Masterpiece? If I've ever heard one myself.
I mean, it was pretty good. I thought it was good.
Anything else to say?
You spell that G-O-O-D?
Give me a little more.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's very good if that's what you're fishing for. No, it was good.
What? Let me think
Stop
back.
Saying it's good.
Let me think back half an hour ago when I listened to
We listened to it half an hour ago. Whatever, okay?
I mean, it was very... Okay,
me and Liam,
here's what it was.
He was interviewing me.
Interview?
I'm like, I'm pumped. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, it was really weird.
So
what the
much.
Heck are those questions? What are your thoughts on murder?
Torture.
Human torture?
He just really wants to get into that program, what?
No, what is the program? Like,
that's,
are they like
that's exactly what
an
comes
assassin's
in your head.
Guild?
That's exactly what comes in your head. What's this program here?
And then like it just ends. Like you don't even tell us what it is.
We might change the ending. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
But then I have to listen to the podcast to find out.
Oh no, you have to listen to your own podcast and support your own friend? Oh my god, Wyatt.
Straight to the heart.
Yeah.
I'm not okay.
Like, god damn, can you pull this knife out of my back, Wyatt? It's like really hurting my breathing.
There's nothing back there. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a knife.
There's nothing back there, man.
Oh! Oh, wow, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Here you go.
It's like you don't learn improv or something.
It's like I don't like it, yeah.
What do you think this podcast is teaching you?
That if I record myself for an hour every week and put it on the internet, my life is unaffected. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. You look so upset when I said that.
No, I just want you to like, I just want you to be honest. Like, I've been feeling closer to you, Spencer. Like really, I'm glad that we have this time and we can spend
I am glad.
Every week.
That's nice.
So say it, Wyatt. What? I'm super glad that we're going to find this time every week, whether it's super quick or not, to just, like, talk. I love it, Wyatt. Okay?
That's true. I do like hanging out with you every week. It's nice. It's good to have that opportunity, you know, that regimented every week. Get to see Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses.
It's good.
Makes it better.
It is good. And you should give it a go. I actually could give you some podcasts that you can listen to on the way up, and you will really love it. There's a thing about listening to podcasts. And going up on a bus, perfect, Wyatt. When I was doing your job, I listened to so many podcasts on the way up that I had to start subscribing to random podcasts just because I just listened to too many. The ones that I was subscribed to, the weekly updated ones, I just went through them too quickly.
How
so I had to start
hours?
Subscribing to every one.
Wow.
I was full time there.
Hmm.
And so well, that's an hour and a half every day plus the extra, I don't know, I'm doing dishes or whatever. By the way, people never just listen to the podcast. Don't just sit down and be like, I'm going to enjoy this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who are new to podcasting and don't quite know, you can basically listen to podcasts whenever you would usually listen to music. For example, on a bus.
Yeah, but at the same time, maybe you want to just listen to music.
Sure, maybe. But give podcasts a try. If you hear this right now, you're doing it right now.
Especially, yeah.
This isn't necessarily the best podcast. I can definitely give you some awesome examples of one. One of which is The Worst Idea of All Time. One of my favorites. They also made a second one where they rewatch with some new guys, with some other podcasters. They watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 once a year, every year, for the rest of their lives.
Oh God.
Right? And they get together at the same time every year, which is American New Year. So they have one out so far.
Is that what they call it? American New Year.
No, no, you're gonna love the name. Okay. And then they rewatch this movie and then they talk about it. And then they just kind of delve more into it. And then, you know, it's not necessarily a good movie, but they just talk about it. And they have like a 2 hours worth of podcast. And it's Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, watch it for the rest of their lives. So they named it Till Death Do Us Blart.
God, that's funny.
God, they're so funny.
That's very funny.
I would absolutely suggest that one. It's just like a one-off podcast. And it just makes you laugh. Songs don't make you laugh, Wyatt.
Sometimes they do.
No.
You're not listening to the right kind of music.
Obviously not.
Just laugh with joy. How beautiful
it is. It's the fundamental idea of having new content flow into our brains. If you listen to the same song, sure,
it's not the same song.
You might still get that dopamine rush and you might be like, I love this song. And finding new songs, you're like, I love this. But it's kind of the same thing as finding a new song every week from your favorite artist.
Okay, here's the
and
thing.
It's an hour long.
But they're not. It's not music, though.
Oh, like we don't do music. Hey!
Hey, that was not music.
You don't tell a musician that's not music.
That's pretty good though, eh?
It was.
We can make a CD.
Yeah.
Do they still sell those?
Have you ever tried rapping?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Can I hear it someday?
Right, it wasn't now? Recorded or anything. I have a friend that I met, Luke Kelly. Do you know Luke Kelly?
DJ Luke Kelly.
DJ Luke Kelly. And he's a pretty avid rapper. He was very good. We were at Spencer Rozak's place for a little shindig, a little get together. We were playing beer pong outside, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was really fun. And then like beers were going, and then I was like 4 beers in, right? So like I'm very capable to deal with myself. And then I sit down, and then there's me, Luke Kelly, Julian, and Tom across from me.
Tom Black, Julian Gold.
You nailed it.
My other friend's last name has to do with the color.
It's Gould.
I know. It's still funny though.
And then Luke Kelly, he just like whips out his phone, puts on a beat, starts rapping. Ba da da ba ba da ba da ba ba da ba ba da ba. Starts like whipping off these words just like crazy. It's so cool to listen to.
Hmm.
Right? And then he goes for like 4 minutes and then he just kind of like runs out. He's like, oh God, I gotta pass this on to someone else, please. And then Julian and Tom are like, oh no thanks. And then he just goes, Spencer, you go. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And then I start rapping, right?
Yeah.
Not well. Keep that in mind.
Did it feel like you were doing it well at the time?
No.
No.
I think that other people thought I was doing better than I thought I was doing.
Oh,
this
nice.
Is because when you think of me, you don't think of me rapping. And there would be like Spencer and Brady away from where we were rapping. And then they just kind of like perk up and they hear and they're like, is Spencer, hey, rapping? And they listen over and I'm like butchering a rap battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that I would go for like 40 seconds, pass it off to Luke, and then he would go for like 3 minutes and pass it back off to me, and I'd like do something, you know?
What did you rap about?
I didn't rap about much. I don't remember. I just kind of remember
blur.
It's a really tough balance I found of just like trying to get way too real and trying to be way too gangster.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And like
trying to hold back how gangster you are, you know?
Sort of. It's kind of like it's really easy to do like the gangster thing, you know? Because they just...
The motherfuckers in the hood, they know what I'm in when they got... I got the Glock, I'm in the hood!
So bad.
Look, I don't got a beat. You got...
It's not fair, yeah. You need a beat. But I think...
They just use all the fill words and like...
I just wish I was there to see it. That's all.
Maybe one day. Because I think it'd be cool to be able to rap.
It would be cool.
Not even like well.
I actually met someone last year who could rap.
Cool.
And he was just doing it. It's cool.
That is cool. Yeah, I don't know what happens when I try to rap. It just kind of like I run out of things. I'm like I bet you that if I had a pen and pencil, and I had a beat, and I was in a good mood, I could write consistently to make a rap. But I wouldn't be able to be in the moment. Everyone's like listening to me and then.
Yeah.
You know, and be able to do it. I did it that one time. Just squeaked by.
I don't think I could ever do it.
I think you could. I might ask you to do it once on the podcast.
Okay. I'm going to prepare. I have it written on my hand every week.
And Wyatt, if you may take my hand onto this train. Chugga, 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 chugga. Choo, choo!
That was an awkward hand thing.
No, I was bringing you up onto the train. I was the conductor. I'm like the jolly, the fat conductor. So yeah, it's a little less awkward.
I get it.
Do you mind if I start?
Yeah.
I got pretty excited. I was like, all right, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I brought the computer in with me and I went to the bathroom and I was like, you know, on the toilet, just searching. Yeah, that's what I was doing. Just kind of like looked up some random jib jab. Mm-hmm. Nothing too big, just trains, train stuff, just really being informed by it. And then I came back downstairs and really got into it. And a really interesting thing came up. I searched up interesting trains and just kind of like different trains that were being built. And so there's a top 10 list of the coolest trains ever built. And there was just like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 of the best trains ever built. And there were some pretty cool ones. I think you know the snowplow train?
Snowplow train?
Yeah.
From Polar Express?
No.
Dang it.
You know those big machines, and they're just like this huge, massive cylinder saw type thing, and it digs into rock, and it can it makes like subway tunnels?
Yep.
It's basically like that, except for on the front of a train, and it just like shoots all the snow off to the side.
Like in Ocean's 11? That, well, I don't know what Ocean's it was. But basically they drill under the building to make an earthquake.
That's like so close in my mind as being an actual memory, not enough to converse about it.
Okay. Well, we won't talk about it.
That's okay. Because I only wrote down 6 here.
All right. I know what you mean.
Swiss RE 620. An electric train in just a little while ago, but like not too close, but not too far. And it was an electric train with 10,500 horsepower. That's insane.
That's a lot.
It's like this little thing, and it just goes 0 to 60 in 5.8 seconds.
How many? That's a lot of horses.
That's a lot. That's 10,500 horses. Because that's a heavy, heavy train, too. I mean, it's only one carriage, but...
0 to 60 in 5.8 seconds?
Yeah, but it basically allowed this train to pull different trains up the big Swiss Alps, the big hills.
You could bring that train into a drag race.
Yeah. 0 to 60 in 5.8. It's not amazing, but for a train,
it'd probably
spin tires.
You wouldn't be last.
Next is the Finnish armored trains.
Oh.
Armored, yeah. So this was during the Finnish you might have war. To help me out. It's the war.
World War II.
The Civil War. Thank you, Wyatt. during the Finnish Civil War, and just like some parts of Finland had some of the really high technology Russian trains, and they had a ton of guns on them. And it was insane how new technology these trains were. And then there's the Finnish trains where they're just like, oh shit, this piece of metal, stick it on there. Oh, this sandbag, put it at the front. Oh, this gun, let's stick it in the middle. And there's just a big war, and the Finnish with the bad trains won.
I didn't even know.
So there's just these pictures of these really cool, Civil War. So there's just a picture of this really cool, badass tank train with the guns on it and stuff. Next, I'm sorry for all the Germans out there.
I can pronounce it.
Schienzeppelin.
There we go. Schienzeppelin.
Schienzeppelin. And you might notice the word Zeppelin at the back. That is because this had a big propeller at the back of the train.
Did it fly?
No, it did not fly. It was still a train, but it had a big propeller like a blimp at the back to like push, get a little bit more of a push. That's basically that. It looked really cool, really futuristic.
You know the Sky
Train? Except it's from like, you know, a while ago.
Huh. Lame.
Sky Train, what about it?
Just when I was a kid, I thought the Sky Train flew. When I got the Sky Train for real, I was really disappointed. I was like, are you kidding me, Mom?
Look, why, it's the Sky Train. Where's the jump? The what? The jump.
We got on the train, honest to God. I was like, when are we taking off? I was like, 4.
I would have loved to be there, Wyatt.
It would have been funny.
Lastly, you might have to help me out with this one. I'm going to give it first. Uppertal Schwimmbahn.
Uppertal
Schwimmbahn.
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 Schwimmbahn. Schwimmbahn. I don't actually speak German. I just like to think I do.
It's just kind of whenever you see
Wunderbar.
The classic
Wunderbar.
Trains that are under trains, if you know what I mean, under rail trains, where the train tracks aren't on the bottom of the train. They're at the top, and it's kind of like a rail that brings it along.
I've seen those.
That was in 1901. How cool would that have been? Glass floor?
Oh my God.
I saw that in 1901. So cool. So futuristic. It was in Germany. That's really crazy. No joke.
World Fair kind of thing.
Really cool. Like, without a doubt. What do you got for me for trains?
My turn? All right, here's the deal. Put in trains. Once again, saw a video. 18 minutes long. Toy trains. Amazing toy trains? Something like that. 3 million people watched it. It's really weird. Just 18 minutes of toy trains going around on tracks. Intercut with real trains every, like, 5 minutes. There'd be a 2-second shot of a real train. Pretty lame. Basically the same thing we've seen before. It never stops to amaze me how many people watch these videos. 3 million? Are you kidding me?
That's a lot for trains.
Yeah. So then I go to the next video. It's this review of the different Christmas trains that they have at different places in Australia. This guy bought like 4 sets of Christmas trains just to review them on the internet. 40-minute long video review. They're like, the first train set was $65. The next was $45. There's another $45. And then the next one was $55. That's like $200-ish.
It's not that much.
He spent $200 on trains.
Did you know that review on the internet? Did you know that the most popular and most paid YouTuber on the internet is somebody who nobody knows who it is because she never shows her face and she just opens up kids' toys? She makes millions of dollars every year. All she does is she gets kids' toys and opens it and plays with it and talks about it.
Why? She gets paid for that?
Tons of money.
Weird.
So much money.
YouTube is a fickle beast.
Why, I just discovered a little bit of a hack about our blanket fort. Do you want to check out where my feet are right now?
Are they right by the boiler?
No, do you see it?
Are they in a sleeping bag?
Yeah. We have sleeping bags that are hung up by the tail end of the sleeping bag. Whoa. That are hanging right in front of me. I now have my feet in the head part of the sleeping bag, and it's just perfect to just hang my feet there. I am so comfortable right now.
That's
Wyatt.
A good hack.
You can ask me anything, and I just say the truth right now. I'd have, like, the truth pen on me, because that's how comfortable I am.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Whoa, you were telling the truth, eh?
Or, like, a tree green.
That's mine.
Tree green?
Like, forest green.
Cool.
Like, just, like, a bunch of different greens. Do you want to know another hack about our blanket fort?
What's that? Whoa, don't pull that... Just pulled down one of our blankets, Wyatt.
I told you should have clamped it.
It was never clamped. From day one, it was never clamped.
I told
you. Have you ever had that before? The only reason why it fell is because you grabbed it.
I told you it was a hack.
Look, and now the place directly where we're talking into is bouncing the audio back at us.
Do you want to explain how that works? Because I don't know.
Sounds just waves.
Do you think it sounds different to them right now than it did?
Just think of our audio as the ocean, right?
Okay.
And all of these hard surfaces, the woods and everything like that, those are going to be rocks.
Okay.
Or rock walls.
Okay.
And like all these blankets. No. More just like straight up rock faces.
All right.
That then the waves crash into and then come back.
All right.
Or the ocean could go into a nice reef or a sandbar and really just disperse out.
Uh-huh.
And just disperse out.
So.
And so if you're standing 20 feet from shore, one of which that's at the end, like right by a sandbar, for example, that's then washing up on a sandbar,
gentle
and one that's
lapping.
And one that's like hitting right into a big rock face.
The lighthouse,
you're gonna be
on it.
Moving a whole ton, and it's gonna, a lot of the waves are gonna come back to you against that rock face. It's all about dampening,
because
when our audio goes into this, into the blankets.
Why do you want it dampened? Wouldn't you want it to come back?
No, because our audio is going straight to this. It's picking just this up. And then right now, because the blanket right behind us isn't up, it's then bouncing off all that wood and coming back. And then now you can hear, echo! 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 Echo!
Echo!
Can you hear it?
Echoing? Echo!
Can you hear the echo?
No.
I don't know if the audio listeners can. It's a lot of just aesthetics, these blankets, but I like them.
All right. Should I put it back up?
No, it's too late. We're pretty much done here anyway, Wyatt. You gotta go shopping. I'm gonna go watch some Star Wars. I'm really looking forward to it.
Wait, I wanna watch Star Wars too, though.
Yeah, but you have to go shopping, Wyatt. You didn't think about this when you showed up late today, did you?
Yeah, but I can just go shopping and then come to Star Wars.
Yeah. But yeah. We're not going to wait for you, though.
I mean, like...
Because Brady has to get up at normal time tomorrow.
Oh, that was the other thing I was
going to ask you. Like 6:30.
Do you want to go skiing tomorrow?
I work tomorrow.
Oh, dang it.
Oh! You know, you get like a big raffle of tickets and stuff. It's like, give these to your friends and they'll get like 50% off a day pass and stuff like that.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
I don't know that.
I don't want to ask Carly.
Maybe.
I don't want to go and ask Carly. I want to ask you.
What do you want to ask me?
I want to ask you if I can have your thing, because I'm going to go up skiing once before I go out on my trip and then come back and ask for a job.
Wait,
so
what is it that you're asking for?
So you get a form when you, on orientation day.
Okay.
You get a form that just has a whole bunch of pull-off tickets, and it's like, free drink at Ted's, this much.
I did not get that.
Yes, you did.
No.
No way! Why? I don't want to pay full price for a lift ticket.
New management, man.
Why? I really don't want to pay full price for a lift ticket.
It's like $80,
isn't it? It's like $80 goddamn. I'm going to say I'm 18. I'm going to say I'm 18.
Then what happens?
Nothing. I'm just going to be like...
Is it like $75?
One student... Yeah, it's like 68.
Oh my god.
All right,
god.
Now you bum me out more.
I'm sorry, I don't have it. They don't do it this year.
I'll ask Carly, don't worry.
She won't have one either.
She's a lifty. She's cooler than bussers.
Hey, I'm going to be a lifty in a week.
Oh, really? You better come back next week with some goddamn, you know...
They still don't have free tickets.
It's not free tickets. It's like 50% off.
Why would they even give you a free ticket?
And it just wants more people to come up, and it's like, here you go. It's a little benefit. Anyway, that's going to wrap us up for this week. I do apologize for the beginning. Like I kind of said in prior podcasts, this is really to timestamp parts of our lives, and this is an interesting one in my life, and it could be a very sad one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's also a really good lesson. If anything happens, it's best to act and be careful than sit back and be like me right now, because it's not comfy. Would not describe right now as comfortable. But still, everyone, look up. It's all going to be good. I really look forward to some of the projects I'm looking for. I look forward to potentially working with you when I get back from my trip. I absolutely look forward to going on my trip. Can't wait to see Owen, Tirza, Peter Hicks, Madeline, the whole shebang who's there.
Yeah.
And then all the families we're going to go see. I'm super looking forward to it. But we're going to be back next week, aren't we, Wyatt?
Yes, we will. Same time, same place.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hopefully with lots of good news and happy happenings.
Absolutely. I'll keep that up to date. She's in the vet right now, and she's going to be kept there overnight. Her heart rate's still super, super high. Like I said, she isn't in the worst condition possible. She's not having seizures or anything like that. She's just, but still in a bad scenario.
Yeah.
Either way, we're going to leave it at that note. Keep looking up, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.